Jason.
Jason, John up at Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Hey, John. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Caught a little cold, unfortunately, man. But weather changes, you know? So, I guess.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I know how that goes.
Just the season.
Mm-hmm.
But working through. We spoke a couple times regarding getting the business with the first page of Google and things like that. I know you're a pretty busy guy, so I hope I caught you at a better time here.
Well, yeah. It's probably not the best time to do the paperwork and all, but I did some research and I thought about it, and I want to go ahead and move forward.
Okay, perfect.
So, I don't think I can do that. I can do the computer work with you right now, but what do we have to do next?
You don't have to be on a computer right now either. The only thing I need to make sure is you're protected, right? We do the voice verification. Everything's recorded. I put the pricing in there as well, too. I can set up the day for you to meet with our techs tomorrow if you have availability. That way they can go in heavier details, areas, specific keywords, things like that as well, too. And then show you how to maneuver through your tracking system, because that's going to be your next best friend anyway, right? We want to make sure you're able to keep track of all your analytics, calls going in, and all that good stuff. All I need to do is make sure you do voice verification and then also payment to go ahead and get that started.
Okay. What are your techs, days and hours? Because I'll be working tomorrow, too. And I might be available later on today because I'm on a job now, but it's just one job, and I suppose I'll be done here about 12 o'clock.
Okay. I may be able to fit you in today. Usually we don't do same day. I don't want to make a promise, but I can definitely,
okay.
If it was to go through, it'll probably be around like 2 o'clock-ish.
Yeah, which would be better for me because it'd give me some time to get home. But yeah, tomorrow I know I won't be able to do any
okay
thing with phone tech because I'll be on the road. But and you guys are closed on Saturdays and Sundays, right?
Exactly. Yeah, closed on the weekends. Back open right on Monday. Worst case scenario, we'll put it for Monday, but I'm gonna at least try to shoot for today. From 2 to 3, if that's the only slot I see something we might be able to fit it in.
All right, yeah, let's go ahead and do that, and then if it don't work out for today, we'll catch up next week.
All right, cool. Let me do this. Let me type in both on mine over here just to make sure, because if it doesn't go through for today, I want to make sure at least you have a slot set for yourself anyway, regardless on Monday. If it was for Monday, though, what time Monday works for you?
Let me see what. Mondays, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6 installs on Monday. That won't work. We got 7
okay
on Tuesday. Wednesday is the only day I see. I got 2 on Wednesday, and so that means I'll be home around 12 o'clock, but that could change too. Shoot. Why don't we shoot for Wednesday if today doesn't work?
Okay. Let me put this in. Wednesday, what time Wednesday works for you? Same time, you think, or?
Yeah, same time as this time.
Yeah? Okay. All right. So I'll do Wednesday 1 to 2 if we can do that, then, if it doesn't work out today.
Wednesday, let's do a.m. if it doesn't work out today.
A.m.?
Let's do 10 o'clock a.m.
10 a.m. works even better, actually, for that Wednesday. All right, so. Okay, if it doesn't work for today from 2 to 3, I have. So give me 1 second.
And when will I know if this today works or not?
I'm asking right now as we're talking too. So I multitask like crazy. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And then also, Jason, how do you spell your last name?
O-W-E-N-S.
Owens, perfect. And then I want to make sure you see everything, invoice, all that good stuff, in through email and through text. You have it on paper. And not only that, but we'll have everything on recording too. What's the best email I could send that information to?
Jason, J-A-S-O-N-O-W-E-N-S, 409@gmail.com.
Gmail.com, perfect. Okay, and then I have to confirm on this stuff. This part's for Google. So we have Premium Appliance Installs, LLC.
No.
99. Oh, go ahead.
No. Premium
no? Okay.
Appliance okay. Installs, Inc.
Oh, okay. Inc. I'm glad you caught that. Thank you. I'm glad I'm going over this stuff, man. All right, cool.
Oh, that's fine. There's no commas. There's no periods.
All right, perfect. That type of stuff gets things flagged on Google, so I'm glad you brought that up. Some people are just like, oh, yeah, it's fine, and we wonder, like, what happened, man, you know? And then this next part, I have the business address is 9926 Riverview Circle, Staunton 95209. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So my next question for you, though, is I know we spoke about, you know, trying to save some more money, as you know, because I got that approved as well, too, for a contract for 3 months at a time. If you wanted to do that, it saves a little bit extra money. It's a $700 flat. For 3 months, or you could do $249 month to month. Did you ever come into a decision on that, Dar?
Is it $249
month to month?
Yeah, go ahead, do it for the $700 for 3 months, and
okay.
then what happens? So you bill me right now for $700.
Correct, and that covers for 3 months. So today's the 30th, so it'll be 3 months. And on the 30th, instead of it automatically doing 3 month charge again, it'll automatically try to go back to month to month. So we'll make sure to talk to you way before that, just to make sure you're still okay with everything and, you know, doing well. And if you want to do keep that savings, because again, we don't usually do contracts, so I'll reach out to you. Say, hey, listen, did you want to still keep doing the 3 months or did you want to do month to month? However, we're flexible. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, as long as you can bill me again for $700, you know, just let, you know, I guess, you know, I just need to know, okay,
before.
Like what's my billing date due and.
Oh, I'm going to go over that with you now. Yes, sir. That's a huge deal, actually. So in next, let's say in 3 months, everything's going very well. We'll talk before that and say, hey, listen, would you like to do another 3 months at a time? And I'll still give that same promotional rate. It'll always stay like that for you. If you say yes, great. Then we'll do it. It'll be on the 30th of that month. Okay. If you say no, I want to do a month to month, or let's say worst case scenario, we can't get a hold of you and it's automatic payments, blah, 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 then it'll automatically draw back to the $249. So it won't take out $700. Okay.
Okay.
Just giving you a heads up on that. Yeah.
All right.
So we just want to make sure as protection for you. You know what I mean? It could be hefty on that and you never know where we're at during those times. So, looks like. All right. It doesn't look like they're responding in time on here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a tentative, I'm going to say it carefully here, a tentative appointment for today from 2 to 3. If
all
nothing
right.
comes about, I'm definitely having you scheduled in on Wednesday at 10 a.m. PST. Okay.
Okay. So, just back to the calendar. So today is November 30th. So 1 month would be December 30th. Second month, January 30th. And then third month ends February 30th or February 1st or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, not February 1st, it'll be the 29th. End of February.
February 29th is going to be the end of our current contract, right?
Right, and I'll call you before that. Yes, sir. Or you can call into. Yeah, actually, do you have, did I ever send you our direct number here? Because I want to make sure you have that.
No.
Okay. I'm going to shoot you a text right now, if that's all right. It might make it easier for you.
Okay.
So I'm going to put our company name, going to save it as Local Splash, and then I'll put the phone number here. It's voice activated. So anytime you call in, or if we call in, it'll call from that number. And if you call in, you could say, I don't know, Facebook ads, or I don't know, Google profile, whatever the case may be. There's going to be a person that's available for you from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. your time. Okay? Again, we're closed on weekends, though. All right, perfect. Next part here is hours. I mean, I have pretty much everything I need to do. I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you're a pretty busy guy. So let's go over the voice verification part here where everything's recorded. And answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions or any concerns, just stop me in my tracks, ask away, all right? And then after that, we'll do a security question, because I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question and trying to get information, I want you to hang up that phone, all right? There's people out there, unfortunately. We want to make sure it's very confidential and you're protected. So we'll go over that part afterwards, all right? So
Here we go.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Premium Appliance Installs, Inc.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Jason Owens, CEO. Wow.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive phone calls from unrelated vendors from Local Splash. I'm going to pause for a second. Sorry, my voice is going bad. Man, I'm sick here. But that's what I'm talking about. I don't care. Just make sure if they don't know your security, we won't give your answer out. We'll only ask you a security question. And if there's anyone that doesn't know that, you hang up that phone, man. So I have heard this stuff, so I just want to make sure you're not falling for any of that, okay? So I'm going to continue.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 30th in the non-refundable amount of only $700 flat. Now, usually it's a recurring payment. So on the next after 3 months, before the third month is coming, at the end of February, we will reach out to you to see if you would like to do another 3 months at a time contract, or you can go, if not, it'll automatically defer to $249 month to month. Okay?
Okay.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at our 877 number that I just reached out to you with. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. All right. So as promised, man, I just want to make sure we're protected on everything. It's all recorded as well, too. Okay. So I got this here. And then security question. So you have 3 choices. You can make up any answer. Just make sure that you don't forget your own answer.
Okay.
All right. I don't want you locked out of your own account. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's go with first pet's name.
All right, first pet's name it is. And what would that be?
Killer.
That's cool, man. All right.
a fool for
I knew you're a cool guy, but you just went on another level for me right now.
K-I-L-L-E-R.
Oh, man, I love it. All right. Now, again, Jason, we will never give that answer out, okay?
All right,
man. And then on the card that we're using, is it your first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Jason R. Owens.
All right. Perfect. And then I'm assuming it's the same billing address, though, right? The 9926?
Correct.
Okay. And then what kind of payment method are we using? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Visa? Okay. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right. 4259.
Okay.
0720. 5284-5822.
Awesome. Expiration date?
5/26.
All right. And last but not least, the security code.
915.
All right. Now, before I process this payment, now you know I'm not lying, man. I got you a really good discount promotional rate here. Plus, I got an approval for the 3-month thing. So let me refresh it 3 times here and make sure it stays like this, and you're all set.
All right.
Cool. We are looking solid here. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $700. Please stay on the phone with me, man. I want to make sure you see your invoice, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, it just went through, so let me know. You're going to receive a text or an email, either or. I just want to make sure you see your invoice on this, okay?
Okay.
All right, it should be coming through now. On that side. Anything yet?
No, still haven't gotten anything.
Let's see here.
All I got is that text message you sent me earlier. So I just got a text message that says,
okay.
Jason, thank you for choosing Local Splash. So, and there's a link right there.
Yes, that link right there. It should say, click here to accept subscription terms, something like that, right?
Yeah, I got and then I just got the email, too.
It all flooded in at once. All right, cool. Use the text. It's probably easier. They both go to the same spot, but it's easier going through the text on there. Once you click that, it's a breakdown of everything in here, just like we discussed, all of it. But at the very bottom, everyone misses this little box you have to click before typing in your name. You don't have to sign it. It's just a type-in name, exactly how it shows on the card.
In the text message right now?
Yeah, it'd probably be easier. You could do it through the email, however you like, but it goes to the same spot, so.
All right, so I'm in the text message right now. It says, I agreed to receive SMS. Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
Okay, and then it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer.
You got it, that one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, click here and type your name as seen above.
You got it. There it is.
Okay. Confirm signature. Signature does not match. Not sure.
Jason. But the R. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. So now it's asking me to create a username and password.
You're all set. Yeah. That's how I know you did it right. So next week, when our team reaches out to you on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Don't even do it. Yeah, it's on Wednesday or when our team reaches out to you on this, they're going to show you how to maneuver through, because that's your tracking system I was telling you about. That's where your bread and butter is, man. You could see your calls coming in, where they're calling from, what keywords are working, what's not working, and you can change things up from there. Like, that is, honestly, if you want to know how to work this system very well, that's it right there. So they're going to show you how to maneuver through that. All right?
All right. So we don't know if they're going to call me today or not.
Yeah. I just got confirmation. We can't get it in today. I was really hoping for it, but Wednesday, okay. I'm going to put a confirmation email to you right now, actually. Okay. And I'm sending it to them too. Just make sure you hit yes on it when you get the time. But
let me
other than
ask,
that,
what if
yeah.
something comes up in terms of my timing, like tomorrow I get home early, or tomorrow I realize that I'm not going to work? You
call
know,
in.
Like, how much notice do you guys need?
And just call in. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure, like, if you call in, like, hey, listen, I have my CI, we'll call it. You know, they call it a CI. I just sent an email. Just say, hey, my CI is set for next week. I was really hoping if you guys could schedule me or fit me in today. I just found out I got some more time. Do you have someone that's available?
Just call that 877 number.
Yes. Yeah. Just say I'm a current client, and I have my CI set for next week, but I really would hoping if we can set something up today. If they can fit you in, man, they will. Yeah. Again, communication is literally everything with us over here. Always willing to accommodate as best we can. So we got you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, John.
Hey, man. Anytime. Anytime. Other than that, man, welcome to the family here, man. I'm pretty excited for you. So.
All right. Well, I hope this works out, and, you know.
I will. It will. As long as you communicate with our team. And the second thing is, watch out for that dashboard. That's where everything is going to show you all your fruition. So that's my best advice. Communication and the dashboard. Okay?
So before doing the CI, are they already getting to work on it, or do they need me to do the CI before they can get started on it?
No. They're working on a few things already for that dashboard. That gets done usually within the first 5 to 7 days. So that's why I was making sure we get something set up so they can walk you through. Once it's set, they can show you how to maneuver through that. It can be a little overwhelming if you look at it with not knowing where to look, right, the system. So we want to make sure you can see everything.
Okay. And in terms of, you know, all the other services that you guys are providing within this, does like I said, do I need to have that dashboard created before you guys start?
No.
Campaigning?
They don't. No. Yeah. I'm already working on a few things right now as we speak, sending over some information so that way they can know when they speak to you, they're not going to start from scratch. They're going to know what they're talking about, how to help you, and pretty much they're going to be waiting for extra things that you're going to say, hey, listen, I want to add these keywords as well too. Or these areas as well. I know we set it for this amount of mileage, but I want to hit this zip code specifically as well. Like, that's what that call would be more for towards. You know, they want to make sure they're on the same page with you. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, John, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, sir.
No problem, man. All right. Hey, if I don't talk to you later, you know, happy holidays. And we'll definitely be staying in touch, though. So.
Yeah. All right. Happy holidays, sir. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.